Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
But I think even like in the moment in which you go, you're trying to be intimate with this person, the person that you care about, and it's not reciprocated to the point where it's like, stop, no. Like, it's like, geez,
They need to go into like an explanation like, hey, it's not you, it's just me right now.
Yeah, that's the worst explanation.
Oh, it could be you.
Or it could be.
Well, then tell me, shoot.
But I mean, not when I say you, not you, but I mean, it could be the person. Like, it could be that person's approach to sex, like they might just jump in the bed and try to jump to it.
Tell me that. You still have to tell somebody like what they're doing wrong. I can't correct something if you don't tell me it's wrong.
What's that, CL? What CL says from the ether? He says that women lie. You're not being honest.
Women don't have any integrity.
Yeah, that's it. That's the phrase.
Welcome back to Relationship Status. It's your girl, Neek Cruz.
CL Butler.
you did it before I did.
Yusuf in the building. And remember, you can find us on all podcast platforms. Remember, like, share, follow, and 5-star rate. And we have in the building one of the best there is in this podcast biz. Ooh, I like the way I said that. That kind of went. The birthday boy, or it was like last week.
Last week.
The of the world famous DJ Blaze Radio Ooh. Show. The world famous B Easy.
You put
what's
a lot,
going on, brother?
You put a lot of
and
pressure
the crowd
on
goes wow.
You put a lot of pressure on me.
I'm gonna say shot. You said last week.
That's what. Oh, but thank y'all for having me.
No problem, man. We appreciate you coming in and sitting in for CL. Definitely. You've upped our listenership just now.
Hopefully. I'm gonna do my best CL impression.
You gonna do your best CL
impression?
For the whole show?
Neek, how you been?
You gonna get us in trouble.
nah, we'll be good. He probably
you did it. You did just right, because that's exactly how you do it.
My legs are a little shorter, but you know.
He sits back and crosses his legs.
Yeah.
Yusuf, what do you?
He'll say, nah, bro, nah, but
Neek, no. No. Yeah. Neek, no. That's my best CL impression.
It's starting
out. That was good.
It was good.
That was really good.
I listen. I know.
Thank you for listening.
Neek, are you sure it's off back? Is that?
Oh my god!
That was one. But ever since that episode, like I be seeing it like on different shows and stuff, people will say that. Like
people
like,
say off back.
Like yeah,
I don't know how y'all never heard. I never.
I always heard off top.
Yeah,
not off back.
I never heard off. Yeah. Back.
I mean, I don't have my own language, but gracious.
I mean, I didn't accuse you of your own language, but you were right.
Yeah.
Years later, we find out you were
right. Years later. unless you started something.
Nah.
Nah.
Can I have credit?
Oh, no, my bad. I'm sorry, Neek. I'm still in my seat.
Gracious. It's not very demure of you.
Mm. Okay.
Very mindful.
All right, now. Neek with the SAT word.
Oh, that's an SAT word.
See, Yusuf, you're not on social media like me and Neek. I know where that comes from, Neek. So,
thank you.
Is that person trans?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, see,
I'm still in my CL.
I'm not on social media.
And it's not that person. It's a she.
Still that person.
Pronouns. People get very specific.
Well, if it's not a person. They're not a person. I think they is the safest.
They.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He or she.
Yeah, that's the safest pronoun. One.
So I saw, speaking of the demure person, I did see where they tried to like trademark it. And yeah. Somebody trademarked it before them. So they can't like capitalize off of the social media fame.
Yes, pending. But that particular person like tried to trademark like a bunch of stuff. Like they have a whole line of every time something becomes trendy, they jump on.
Oh, they good. They, yeah. That's smart though.
Yeah. That is.
I mean, can't but, nobody like, get it from.
They got stuff against the NFL.
I know people used to do that. I think, I know the first time I heard about that was like with Shaq, and he was like, because his website isn't like ShaquilleO'Neal.com, it's something else. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it was somebody that just bought the domain name. And he didn't. And so what they'll do is they'll buy the names, and then they'll get like, say like AnikeCruz.com. Mm-hmm. They'll try to charge you just $5,000, $10,000 so you can buy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
And that's crazy. I think that should be illegal.
It's smart though.
Yeah, but it's also like, imagine somebody using your name.
But I just don't see it being illegal. It's just, if you didn't think about it in the moment, and they did, they just beat you to the punch.
Mm-hmm. But if somebody trademarks your name, you using your name.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get what you're saying. But if I wasn't, if I didn't think quick enough.
How the fuck? You about to make me curse.
No, but I'm just saying, if I didn't think quick enough to do that, to protect myself, then why would I, you know, I can't be mad at the person for doing it. I either have to pay them or.
Yeah, because how much is your name really worth to you to use it? You know what I'm saying?
And especially if you trademark my name.
Yeah, you should. Because I'm sure it's some other neat cruise.
No, I'm the one and only.
No. It's some.
I'm the one and only.
It's another Brandon Pearson in my family.
so I'm sure there's another neat cruise somewhere.
Nope, I'm the only one.
You searched? Get famous now and then. You try to get your website and somebody got it. Now you could be mad.
Now I'm getting it now.
And you're going to make a Twitter or Facebook post talking about this should be illegal.
you might as well hit GoDaddy now and buy it for $1.99 while it's
GoDaddy?
Really?
Yeah.
That's where you buy the domain names.
Yep. Oh, I didn't know that.
And you can get it for free and a website.
For $1.99.
Yeah. So how was your week, Neek?
It was good. Very good.
Well, she's smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She came here sundressed down.
Yeah.
You and your hairdo.
You and your neighbor was competing.
We will be.
Okay.
Oh. Again? All right.
No
then.
Comment. How was your week?
My week was good. I had a great week. Was busy yesterday. Got a great week, though. It was
right.
Selling that jerk chicken around town.
What jerk chicken? Because I ain't getting none.
I was selling. It was all over my social media. I only posted it about 4 or 5 times.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just me?
I even saw when he was preparing it.
Yeah. I had posted videos of me putting it,
like cutting
putting
it
the,
up.
Cutting it up, putting the boxes together and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, you missed out. But I'm going to do something for Labor Day, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I won't be here.
Yeah. Oh,
where you going?
My business.
Oh, excuse me.
Cruise.
I just play. I'm going on a cruise.
Yeah. I know it. I say the cruise.
Yeah, I'm going on a cruise.
Neat cruise on a cruise.
Yep.
B, how'd your week go?
It was good. It's cool. You know, can't complain.
Okay.
Woke up, went back to sleep, did it 6 or 7 times.
You did it 6 or 7 times?
Yeah, woke up and went to sleep.
See where your mind went?
Yeah, I was about to say, wow.
And now I'm here.
Okay.
That is very much the CL answer.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps it short and simple. No, just I'm blessed.
Yep.
The universe is blessed to have me.
Blessed to have you? All right, let's go ahead and get into this letter. So we're going to do 2 letters today. The first one we're going to do is the one that we've been trying to do for the last couple of weeks. But every time we start, the show kind of goes a different direction. All right, so it's actually in a number of different questions. So let's just do it question by question. Because a bunch of questions in one. It says, I usually just read the posts on here, but I have some questions I need help with. Do you believe and go by the happy wife, happy life scenario, or do you have a different motto you live and go by? And if so, how happy is your relationship, and how do you make it work?
Hmm.
And I guess, you know, for those of us that are single, you can speak in the past relationship sense. But for those of us in a relationship, you can speak in the current relationship. Do you go by the happy wife, happy life, or is it some type of other model you go with in your relationship?
Well, I saw what you past, mean.
Okay. In the past.
Yeah, in the past.
Okay.
I would say not, I mean, I'm not a wife either, so, but we both have to be happy to make it work. Happy wife, happy life. That's kind of one-sided.
Well, or happy spouse, happy,
happy
house.
Spouse.
Happy spouse, oh, yeah, happy house.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we're both happy, I mean, because, like, I don't want to be all gushy, like, oh, as long as they're happy, I'm happy, you know? Like, they have to care that I'm happy as well.
Okay. I kind of go with, like, I'm in charge of my own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if I'm kind of making sure I'm happy, I'm probably living in a way in which she'll be happy as well.
Maybe, maybe not. What if me making them happy kind of makes me unhappy?
But can somebody really make you happy? Like, can somebody really be in charge of your happiness?
No, but if I'm happy and me, because they're probably, you know, a little negative Nancy, and I'm trying to please them so I don't have to deal with that negative Nancy because I'm trying to protect my peace.
Mm-hmm.
What if that is affecting my happiness? Because it's affecting everybody else's happiness around me.
Not even them being negative, though. It could be like something like them wanting you to do things that they wanted to do, but you weren't comfortable doing.
Okay, yeah.
And it might just not
mesh.
Yeah, with you. So, like, somebody might be real adventurous and you not adventurous and you doing all of that, and it might make your anxiety go up, you know what I'm saying? So,
but wouldn't that be something that, like, we would have, like, would have been discussed early on before we even got to the point of being
that early on like that?
No, like, people discuss interests and likes and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, but you, again, you want to make that person, you know, you want to do things with that person. You don't want to be a step behind always while they're out and about. So, like, sometimes we do things that we don't necessarily, we're not used to doing, just so we are with our significant other. So I can see how that can play out.
Mm-hmm. Or you might be like a homebody. They might be a go out all the time person or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it might dwindle away at your happiness or whatever, for lack of a better word.
It'll start eating at it.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly.
Okay. The next one. In general, would anyone be able to answer this? What are your top three important things in a marriage or a must-have in your relationship to have a happy and loving life? If so, like, what are those three things?
I'll let you go first.
For it to work, they say?
Like, what are the three things to make it a successful relationship? What are the three things that you need?
Well, they got to put God. No, I'm lying.
put God first.
Nah.
Got to be God-fearing.
They have to. We got to have, like, some of the same interests.
Okay.
Like, it can't be too far off. Like, so that's one. You got to have some of the same interests. Similar backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of hard work if, like, you know the phrase, like, you've been raised on love and some, like, the other person raised on survival or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little harder if, because certain things you would do if you were raised a certain way, it'll be looked at
differently
by the other person. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to, like, that'll just be, like, more work you'll have to do to prove certain things or whatever. That's two. And the third thing, maybe. I mean, they gotta look a certain way. Don't embarrass me in public.
Okay.
That's it.
That's okay. Fair.
All right, Nick, what about you?
Okay.
Three needs and the three things to you.
I need a good communicator. Like, I need to be able to communicate with you without you getting upset. And we can, like, sit down, discuss something, get through it. Not just in arguments, but just in planning things mm-hmm. ahead of time. I need to be able to communicate that without you rushing me or not wanting to talk about it. Like, oh, we'll deal with it when we get there type of behavior. I like a communicator. The sex has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's big for me.
Hey, yo.
And, like, I guess, yeah, like, we have to have, like he said, the same interest. We both have to be adventurous people. Like, I can't take somebody that likes to sit on a couch all day. Like, let's go places. Let's do things. I can't take a person that's like, oh, I don't eat onions. Like,
so if that's a red flag if a person don't eat onions?
That's not a red flag. It's just like kind of a turnoff. Like, you know, like, oh yeah, I don't eat stuff like that. Like, I understand, oh, like, if you're talking about a picky eater.
Okay.
Like, I'm okay. Like, you're on a diet. Like, oh, I don't eat pork. I'm okay with that. Like, you know, that's a.
But like, it's like, but like, every oh. time you go out, all they get is chicken tenders.
Yeah.
You go to Chipotle and all they get is rice and chicken.
None of the other stuff.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I don't like none of that stuff. Don't put no peppers. Don't put no, I don't like that. Like, oh, I don't like broccoli. Like.
Shout out to Doogie and B-Mac. Let's go to Chipotle and just get chicken.
And rice?
And rice.
You could have made that at home. If you exactly. want a chicken bob.
That's even worse than chicken bar.
No sauce. You're like, you're not willing to try anything. Like,
sour cream. Ooh, who eat that?
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't eat white stuff. Oh my God.
Mm-mm, I don't want no macaroni. It's yellow. I don't eat eggs either. Like,
what? Yeah, but eat chicken. And is that a difference? Like, I be thinking about,
you
like,
know what? I think about that too in the mornings. You ever got a chicken biscuit with egg on it?
Oh, so you like double chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's
but
weird.
What with this, you say I have high thoughts.
No, but it's weird. Like, I was eating and I was like.
So you ate two, it's two chickens.
Yeah, but it's weird though. Like, this is the.
They taste different.
They do, but it's double chicken.
But you ever thought about it? That's two different stages of the
life of chicken.
Yeah.
The ending and the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got deep just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, real deep.
I don't do drugs.
Don't either.
Oh.
So, yeah, like, I can't. That's just my three.
Okay.
What about you? Because you ain't said nothing about nothing.
No, I was about to give my three.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. My three are, I think first she has to have some form of, what's the word? Confidence about herself. She has to be confident. Okay. In herself,
mm-hmm.
To Beezy's point, I think a woman who has a lot of insecurities
mm-hmm.
does not some usually dresses more reserved and does not really push themselves out of their box because of these whatever the insecurity might be, and then so they have to have some confidence about themselves and some drive. Then
so you okay with a crop top, stomach out?
No. In taste.
Because you know some people have real, you know, high confidence.
No, in good taste.
Okay.
No, in good taste, but they're confident, but it's in good taste.
Like, okay.
And I don't need you got the shorts on and the belly and it's flapping over you. No.
So I should go change?
Yeah. No, I should too. And then the next thing is. I have to be with somebody
mm-hmm.
Who is direct with me about stuff.
Okay.
Because.
Can you take that, Yusuf? Back to myself.
Yeah.
Can, Yusuf, really, can you?
I can. And it's proven that I can.
Okay.
Where?
Okay, CL. I mean, okay, Yusuf.
Yeah. It's proven that I can because when people say stuff to me
mm-hmm.
and they get, I would rather it be direct than. They do something else. Now, in the moment, I don't do well with it in the moment. Because in the moment,
are you
I feel
working
like
on it, though?
No, I am.
Okay.
I am.
Then that's good.
I've had to have some very direct conversations, especially in the last 2 months.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. That's had to, you know, but I don't think, especially in a relationship, in any relationship, I think.
Friendships, all of that.
Yeah. You got to be direct because you got to be able to clear the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people aren't direct, or when that stuff isn't cleared, then it kind of puts this haze over the whole thing that you kind of are, you as the person, you don't even know you're walking on these eggshells that this person feels a particular way. You feel what I'm saying? So I just need whoever I'm with to be direct.
But not rude.
Not rude.
Yeah.
But direct.
You'll have to talk to
you. Yeah, but direct. Like
Tone and delivery.
Tell me what it is, when it is, like whatever it is you feel or that you think I did wrong. And I'm known to be wrong a good bit. So
the spirit of Ciel is here.
Yeah, that,
the ghost is here.
You don't say.
Oh, really? You don't say. Oh, really? Oh, really, Yusuf?
Okay, now.
But man, you got to go in tears. That's funny. And then of course, good sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The physical aspect of it to me.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
You don't need good sex?
Nah.
Okay.
Give me 2 minutes and myself.
Hey, I always say you're your own best lover. But I mean,
oh, I'm sorry, this is the wrong show. I thought it was my show. My bad.
Anyway, my God.
That ain't in my top three. That's wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
Okay, and I guess that leads us into this next point they were saying. Is sex a required attribute of a relationship?
Yes.
And if you don't get as much as you want, would that be the downfall if your partner is not as sexual or has very little interest? Not as sexual as you or has very little interest. Would you say you would be unhappy and unfulfilled, or would you accept your partner as they are and not get mad at them because you love them along with not push them to do more?
You need to find somebody that's on your sexual level.
Or you should bring it out of them.
That too. But they still have to be on your sexual level. Because I can't take no, oh, I don't do that.
Do tell.
Yeah.
Let's expound on that, Nick.
Wrong show.
Tune into the DJ Blazer Show podcast where we expound on.
We're gonna expound on that, on this question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check it out.
You gotta find somebody that's on your level of, you know, your sexual drive. Because if you don't, like, it's gonna get boring.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. What about you, B? Well, I mean, you just said it's not essential.
It ain't top five for it to last
top
for me.
Top five?
Yeah, it's not, maybe seven.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. Okay,
no. Teach
you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's when you tell somebody they're crazy. Yeah, to each his own.
I've
lived.
Yeah, so.
Oh, we all live.
But like, you know, if you walk around the house and you bad, and you get the juices flowing, then, you know, I might pounce. But I don't wake up in the morning like.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you. Or if she's turning me on in that way.
Yeah.
Then the plumbing works. You know what I'm saying? So but it ain't like top, it ain't on my list of, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's not a need.
No.
Oh, wow.
And you said, we got to be in the same, in the same range of spectrum as far as.
Sex, yeah. Yeah, because you don't want her to be like telling her homegirls, you in the group chat and like, girl, he ain't even look at me.
It might happen like that. My mind might be on other things, but give me something to look at, too.
That too.
Well, yeah. Hey, she might.
I mean, so the, you know, the moo-moo running out, that bonnet running out.
So.
Oh my God, the bonnet! Keep my hair good.
I mean, you can wear the bonnet.
Yeah, it just
because you wanted, you know,
to bed.
You gotta protect your hair.
Yeah, you do.
To bed.
I have to protect mine. Yeah. My hair. Yep.
All right. She goes.
What about you?
Huh?
Yeah, because he's getting right over that.
No, I said, yeah, I think it's a required attribute for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in a relationship, I think even if just to say that you still find me attractive, you know what I'm saying? I'm still the one that does, you know, over the long term, you know, it might go from 5 days a week to three or two. But at least let it be that you still find me in that way attractive, and I to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think that sometimes that attention, and maybe sex shouldn't have been the word, more so intimacy should have been the word.
That's different.
Yeah. I think intimacy should have probably been the word rather. I think intimacy is necessary. The act of sex might not be, mm-hmm. but intimacy.
Well, and I said it because like have you ever been pushed away from sex? Like, all right, no, I don't want to do it.
Yes.
That's a bad feeling sometimes.
Oh, no, it does. It's
especially
it,
on multiple occasions.
You've had it happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh. Was he cheating?
No. Just didn't feel like it. Well, I don't know.
Maybe he had other things going on in his life.
That's a thing, too. I could have sucked it out.
Oh.
You can't suck out bad credit.
No, but I can get it off your mind. For the moment. That's in anything. Because we're enjoying the moment that we're sharing right now.
But you can't really enjoy the moment if it's something bad that's going on in your life.
And I mean, credit, that's something that can be fixed, too. It's kind of like, it's not something that you can fix immediately anyway.
Yeah, but it may be weighing down on something that, like, it may be affecting, like, you know, where you live or the type of vehicle you can get at the time or something like that. So, it might not have had nothing to do with you. It might have been something else.
I mean, in my case, it was postpartum.
Oh.
So, I like, but it seemed like it lasted for years.
It can last for
years. Yeah, I know, and it did.
What, when you got pushed away?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I was repeatedly pushed away. And since then, me and her have talked, and she's apologized for that time. But, you know, it made me feel, even though I understood.
You didn't feel sexy?
Yeah, I didn't. I lost my sexy, man.
Please.
I didn't feel sexy.
I had to explain to somebody, I'm pretty. I don't know what your issue is.
Yeah, I get that. But I think even, like, in the moment in which you go, yo, you know, you're trying to be intimate with this person, the person that you care about, and it's not reciprocated to the point where it's like, stop, no. Like, it's like, geez, you know, what, you know.
They need to go into, like, an explanation. Like, hey, it's not you. It's just me right now.
Yeah, that's the worst explanation.
Oh, it could be you.
Or it could be.
But then tell me, shoot.
But, I mean, not when I say you, not you, but, I mean, it could be the person. Like, it could be that person's approach to sex. Like, they might just jump in the bed and try to jump to it.
Tell me that. You still have to tell somebody, like, what they're doing wrong. I can't correct something if you don't tell me it's wrong.
What's that, CL? What CL says from the ether, he says that women lie. You're not being honest.
Women don't have any integrity.
Yeah, that's it. That's the phrase. Nah, like, you really want, well, I know for like dudes, it's probably like, for dudes, it's like an on switch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm horny. I'm going to jump right on. You know what I'm saying? And for women, it ain't like that. Like, especially if you got something going on, you have to. You gotta do like a lawnmower. You gotta prime it before you turn it on. So,
Yeah, that could be it. I think it's just, I think there's a level of understanding that goes into I'm tired, or I've been busy, been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, that thing, them
excuses, I don't say excuses,
they pile up.
Mm-hmm.
What was I watching? I was watching Bel Air, and Phil and Viv were having that issue. The last 2 or 3 episodes.
Who fought? Was Vivian didn't want it or Phil didn't want it?
Vivian did.
Yeah, I think I read because I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Vivian
didn't. But it was because to her, she didn't feel like Phil was showing her the attention that she wanted.
He shouldn't have to. Have you seen Phil? Phil is chiseled. Some things you don't have to do with your body like that. I'm sorry. Pause. But that's what you're saying. He's handsome.
And she ended up the caterer that did Phil's event ended up sending her flowers and gave her that kind of attention to make her feel like she was sexy. And then when they had an anniversary dinner.
I wonder did they bring back, it was one episode of the original Fresh Prince and Phil was like on the couch sleep. This Uncle Phil was on the couch sleep. And I think Will or somebody woke him up, and he was like in the middle of a like sex dream. He's like, Vivian, I'm not a machine.
No.
Was it kind of like that?
No, they didn't bring that back.
Oh, okay, they should have brought that back because that was hilarious to me. But anyway,
that would have been funny.
Yeah, a little callback.
No, at this point, so I thought that was kind of relevant in this moment, whereas she didn't feel like she was getting the attention she wanted from Phil.
Okay,
but Phil was constantly like, damn, you know, we ain't been, you know, we ain't did nothing in months.
And, well, Philip, when's the last time you brought me flowers? Yeah. Some stuff like that.
And it was almost the exact thing that. Mm.
Well, sometimes people fall off. Like, they, like, at first he was buying you flowers every week or every month or whenever.
Shout out to
taking
G.
You, taking you out every week, mm-hmm. seeing you, and now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I'm tired. Well, and not giving you no, like, good reason why they completely stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Well, she reserved that for the friends. She told her friends.
Oh, she didn't tell Phil.
No, she didn't tell Phil initially. She told him.
But he knew he stopped.
Yeah, I don't think he. Sometimes people do things and they don't realize that they've fallen off course.
Or they don't realize the person that you're doing it for appreciate it in that way.
Yeah.
So it's just like something else you're doing and.
Because basically, like, she had moved into a new career,
mm-hmm.
but Phil was still, can't remember, mostly she was, kind of, I wouldn't say a housewife, but she stayed at home a good bit, mm-hmm. and did a lot of stuff for Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's got this whole business thing going. She got her own career now,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, well, he still want her to help with his fundraisers, help with, you know, the office
he
stuff.
He wants the
and,
normal stuff. Yeah, he wants the normal stuff
that he's used to from her,
mm-hmm.
while still just thinking that since the marriage was always that way, that it's going to stay that way. And like we talked about a couple episodes ago, you know, the relationships grow, like they change, mm-hmm. as time goes on. And he didn't realize that she had had some personal growth or personal change within her. That made her not want to do that stuff. She didn't want to do that stuff anymore.
Communication.
Yeah.
Lack of communication.
And she didn't communicate. But last question here they have in this advice letter. What's the best course of action if there was a troublesome past with the same partner? Still, they did therapy, had their health and mental check due to PTSD and BPD, and did everything in the more positive note and made improvements by seeking help. Would you continue to bring up the past or hold on to the grudges and negative thoughts and not get help yourself? He brings up stuff like, you used to be like this, you were more sexual back then, and I want to see that side back. No one changes overnight. I'm always in survival mode because of how the partner was in the past. I don't do that stuff anymore because you always have to be particular, precise. Kept holding on to a fantasy of life when it comes, it is not realistic. So,
I'm not the only one confused.
No, yeah. it went into like a, she put that last part. Those was all things I guess he says to her. Or actions.
So did she go to therapy? Does she have bipolar disorder? Yeah,
she's saying that she went to therapy. She's the one, like, she did some stuff within the relationship,
mm-hmm.
and then she went to therapy, got the help, made the changes, but he's still bringing up the old stuff that she did.
Sound like she cheated.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. It sounds like she cheated,
and he ain't forgive her.
And he hasn't forgiven her. He stayed with her.
And what freaky stuff?
Well, I think that with the change, she's changed. Like, she's not as sexual as she was before.
This could either be one of two things.
What?
They either had a threesome and he want more threesomes.
Oh my god!
Or it's butt stuff, and she don't want to do butt stuff no more. Cause like what else?
Or she don't give head no more.
Fellatio.
Fellatio. I'm sorry. Oral.
Okay.
I doubt it.
No, a lot of women
stop doing fellatio.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of men in my inbox when they're trying to start writing letters. They're like, "Yeah, like my wife won't do this no more."
What is your hygiene like, my dear brothers?
That's true. That's another thing.
Is it you know, you got to have all of that. That goes into the Uncle Phil-ness of it, you know, the new Uncle Phil, being in shape and all of that, mm-hmm. looking presentable for her and not dressing crazy. But then your hygiene got to be, you know.
Yeah, and ladies, you have to be honest about that as well, because one of the screenshots that I seen, a girl was just basically like, well, I just, like, I'm scared you're going to cheat on me and I don't want to do that, and you're cheating on me.
Mm-hmm. Or you smell like cheese down below.
Cheese.
Pickled eggs. Pickles. You gotta have everything, you know.
So what should she do here? Like, leave. Is there anything that she can do?
Leave the relationship.
Leave, yeah.
Leave, because pretty much he's not going to change what he does.
No.
Not even that. Like, he just can't get over that whatever she did that mm-hmm. she was so vague about. So we're gonna assume it was cheating.
Mm.
He didn't get over it, and he keep bringing it up. You're not gonna keep bringing up stuff what I did, and you say you forgave.
If you say you forgave me,
if you either you forgive and shut up about it, or we just mm-hmm. don't forgive and we split.
Well, I look at it as it's not up to her to tell him when to heal from that or how to heal from that.
It ain't
so,
about
like,
healing.
I would just remove myself.
It ain't even about healing. It's either you forgive or you don't. Healing ain't got nothing to do with forgiving.
Because, I mean, apparently it's affecting their life, because if she's not as sexual and that's what he wants, like, it's affecting,
well,
it's a constant reminder.
But if you think about it, though, a part of maybe her lack of sexuality is the fact that you keep bringing up the past.
True.
Though.
Yeah, that could be it.
How is she going to feel attractive or wanting to do something if you on her about stuff she's done in the past that she's saying that she did work on?
I would love to know what it is.
Yeah.
Because when you say, well, she's working on it, like,
what are you working on, though?
Because certain things,
well,
like.
I think she's saying she took the steps. She went to therapy. She's.
How long ago done. It was.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's true, too.
You can't do something 1 month and then went to.
Two sessions.
Yeah. And, like, I'm working towards being a better me.
I've been delivered.
And I'm still, you know, trying to process what you did just 2 weeks ago.
That's too vague to say, well, he's not letting the past go or whatever, because
yeah.
it could be a wide range of things that aggravate somebody, or somebody feel like you disrespected them in a relationship. That's too vague of a statement.
Yeah.
To really say whether or not she should leave or stay or work it out or
mm-hmm.
and what level of sex stuff that she's not doing. He's missing out on. Because, I mean,
I think it's oral.
If I'm missing out on oral, okay. That's on the level of, you know, freak stuff.
That's low.
That's kind of low.
But I mean, that's why I said everybody has different freak levels.
Yeah, but if it was like some real crazy kinky stuff that he say he just got to have and he missing out on it, then that might be a bigger problem. I don't know. It was something I was listening to, and the person had said something kind of like that. Like, he was, the situation was, the guy was dating one, I forgot what I was listening to, but the guy was dating one woman. They split up,
mm-hmm.
but they used to have like crazy sex, whatever. And then he got with another woman, but it was something that she just wouldn't do, his new woman. And so he would try to go back to the woman that would do it with him. But she, you know, she wouldn't do it. The guy married this woman that wouldn't do whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
but still tried to find it other places. So he started cheating and all kind of stuff. So
Jesus.
To fill the gap. I mean, but mm-hmm. for him, that thing must have been that important.
Yeah, so.
That's why I say you got to find somebody on your level.
Yeah, true.
Right. So the general consensus is what?
Leave. For,
leave, yeah.
Leave. Okay.
Have somebody here that agrees with me to leave.
I'm with you. I'm with y'all. Leave. Get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the person is making you feel in which way that you, that's diminishing the work that you say you're doing,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to stay with that person. They're just going to continuously.
I mean, but that doesn't make him the bad person either.
I'm not saying, but then.
Because you kind of make it sound like the bad person. Like, oh, they're not appreciating, because we don't know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, but my thing is, then he should, if this is how he feels,
mm-hmm.
then he should leave.
Yeah,
but it's also hard to just leave somebody that you still love.
Yeah,
like, you kind of want them to pay for, and then, like, we don't know how she's coming off either.
But I understand that, because if you're going to continuously bring it up.
Well, maybe it's fresh.
We don't know how fresh it is.
Like, something is not going to leave my mind in a month or two.
Yeah, but if...
Especially if you had to go to therapy for it.
But if he said he forgave, then he shouldn't bring it up. And if he's still bringing it up, he should leave too, because he ain't forgave her, really.
Because he hasn't forgiven her. Like, that's what I'm looking at. Like,
maybe she keeps doing stuff that triggers
him.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like we said, though, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It might not be cheating. It might be something totally different.
Maybe she was a nympho.
Hmm.
I don't think that'd be a problem for a guy.
Yes, it will. If you, we had a, there's a
Vivian,
whole movie.
Vivian, I'm not a machine.
Okay.
There, I mean, like, there is a whole, like, movie about it called Addicted. And it almost ruins somebody's entire life, Addicted. Not just marriage.
I don't think people know really what an nympho is.
It's a itch that you have.
Yeah, a nympho, because it mean, like, if you at the gas station mm-hmm. and you want it, you're going to get it from whoever. It.
Whatever.
Okay, so from whoever.
From whoever. Yep. Yeah, it don't necessarily whatever. Mean you gonna have sex with your person all the time. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. just mean whoever.
Whoever is around.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your boss. It could be the hobo on the side of the road.
Yep.
I think it's easier for a woman to have access to that kind of stuff than a guy. If a guy's a nympho, if a woman walk up to somebody on the gas, a guy at the gas station, she's more likely to have something happen.
But a dude can just pay $40.
Yeah. Well, that's true too.
For 15 minutes.
Yep.
Well, that's true too. And then now you spending money and cheating. Mm-hmm. All right. So this next thing is from our Relationship Test Podcast Advice Group. Be easy. You commented on this.
Oh, really?
Man tested his date by saying he forgot his wallet, and this is how it went. He said, I took this female out to eat 2 weeks ago.
He said female.
Female. I knew you were going to say that.
And I tested her.
And started it right there. Uh-huh. First red flag.
We ordered our food and had a nice time just talking over the food and getting to know each other. I'm not going to front. I was feeling shorty. And not just because she was beautiful. Her mindset was what got me. But when we was done eating, I asked for the bill. The lady came back with it. I said, damn, I left my wallet at home. Do you think you can pay for the food and I'll give your money back when I get to the house? She just got up and left. All I could do was laugh and shake my head. But I goes in my pocket, pays for the bill, and leave a $10 tip. The lady said, thank you, and you are a very smart man. Sometimes you have to test them to see if they are the one or not. I never spoke to her again after that. Your response first, Neek. I know.
Why am I? Go
okay,
ahead.
The guest. Be easy.
He corny. He lame. Why are you testing a woman? And then he talking about he was feeling her mindset.
Yeah.
If you feeling her mindset so much, then why you need to test her? And this was the first day, right?
Yeah.
If her mindset was as good as he said she was, she knew you were playing the game. And good that she walked out on you. Goofy.
Goofy. That's right in line with your comment.
You know how I feel. We already talked about this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... First of all, I ain't in school. Stop testing me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you testing me for? Like, I'm just getting to know you. Why are we in test form? I want to see if you down for me, if you going to ride for me. That's telling me you're going to have me in drive-by shootings or something like that. Like, what am I preparing for?
All right. Just wanted to get the easy take on it.
He's only going to have cash.
This card. This next one is a video we have. I want to get you guys' response to it. If we get play right.
Hey. Can you separate it? I got the birthday girl and my wife.
Separate cake. Dave, I'm sorry. You're the only man at this table. Why are we doing separate cake? But it's all women here.
No, but I'm not responsible for paying everybody. I got the birthday girl.
But you invited everybody.
You invited all of us.
I didn't invite you. Ernestine invited you. Okay, I'm responsible for who I brought.
Okay, you're the only man, Kate.
I'm sorry, hold on. We was all doing Russian roulette, paying with credit cards and all that. Now all of a sudden you want to split checks? We doing split checks
now? That was 2021.
Yeah, okay? Wait.
Things were different.
Not 2021.
But I didn't sign up for that. Okay? There's nobody else doing
but
the...
But you participate.
I know we are. I did. But you always pay. Like, you're the only man at the table. You're not going to pay the checks?
But I'm not obligated. I got my whole family.
It's $700 for this whole table, and it's my birthday.
This is your podcast, co-host.
It's
this is your best friend.
$700.
It's only
Shan. You being cheap.
Are you kidding me right now?
You're honestly being cheap right now.
Okay,
first. No, if that was the case, I would have just took you out.
Are you being cheap? Dre, are you going to let him sit here with a whole table full of women?
I really feel like it's not his responsibility, and when y'all get a husband,
I'm married.
So
no, I want to hear y'all what y'all got to say first.
Oh yeah, ain't his responsibility.
Yeah,
unless he is something he said at the beginning. No, this. Yeah, no, no.
That's me too. I wasn't gonna. I'm not paying for. I'm paying for my wife and the birthday girl. If that's what I chose to
who
do,
who came with me?
Yeah, I'm not paying for anybody else at the table.
Unless that's something that was discussed. Like, oh, I'm going to pay for everybody. You know, like some people take everybody out.
Or sometimes they'll just take the bill at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think that if you're going to pay for everybody, like kind of that's what you should do. Because
mm-hmm.
people eat to whatever's in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll be more mindful of what they do because they're under the assumption that they're going to pay for it. And then at the end, you just grab the check and you pay it if that's what you're going to do. But yeah, I just thought that. I do think, because that's not the first time I've heard of a scenario like that.
Mm-hmm.
BZ, you said it was staged.
I think it's staged because, one, the guy, his name is David Shands.
Mm-hmm.
He's a millionaire. He has a podcast studio. One of the women, Donnie Wiggins, she does a podcast with him. She has her own podcast. She's like a millionaire. Ernestine, I forgot her last name. But she's like a motivational speaker type person. Mm-hmm. She married Ernestine Morrison. She's they have money, and then one of the other women was David's wife.
Mm-hmm.
All these people rich.
Yeah,
$700 ain't nothing to them. You know, because
they did say it. It's only $700.
Who says it's only $700 for food? So that lets you know they got money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And David, he knows how to do social media and stuff like that. Even like how, like on podcasts, how they'll play like a clip of their podcast.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing that a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of like into that. Like he has a real nice studio down in Atlanta. He's in with like the Earn Your Leisure guys. Like they're tight and all of that. Now, I don't think he's on their network.
Well, they're
on the same network. But he's like in with that whole clique of people or whatever. So that's why I figured like this is not real.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like they did it just for social media or whatever. And that's why like when the conversations always happen online, I never get in, especially with this video. Because I know how Dave and Donnie, how they get down or whatever. So
okay.
I know they're real tight and they wouldn't be fussing about no $700 bill. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it just depends, like y'all said, like even in a real situation, it depends whether or not he said he was going to pay for everybody or not. Mm. And only thing, like how you said people will eat if they know they got to pay for it. A lot of people will eat more when they know they're paying for their own food. Because like women, they're going to order appetizers. They're going to order drinks and all this stuff. And I'm talking about just for themselves. Like, if they go out by themselves, that's how they do.
That's how they.
A lot of times when a woman go out with a dude, they don't order all that food because they think the dude going to look at them like a gold digger.
Okay.
Like, I've seen women, like, get two appetizers, get two drinks, and then order a meal. Like me, I might just get an appetizer and a drink for myself. I don't really be eating like that out. But they really get it in. So it just depends. But
no, I ain't never think of it like that.
What?
Like when we go out with a man, like we kind of just get one meal. We don't mm-hmm. even think about dessert. We don't think about any appetizers or anything. We might get one drink
mm-hmm.
instead of like, yeah, can I have another one? But if I'm out by myself, yep, I'm going to get that appetizer. I'm going to get my meal. I might have a little dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have more than one drink. So yeah, you're right.
I'll be seeing it. I'll be paying attention to y'all. it was a meme going around like, women with jobs spend money like they drug dealers.
As long as they can support it, that's mm-hmm. all that matters. And they have a good time when they go out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got time for one. Nope, we don't. All right, so let's go ahead. And BZ, thank you for joining the show.
Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
We definitely appreciate
Come back again. You haven't been on the show in a long time.
I only come when I invite myself. I don't ever get invited.
Okay, I'll invite you then.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
you don't get invited because you have an open invitation. You're family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I be asking about you on the show, though.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I listen.
It be him.
Oh, it be. Yeah, it do be him.
Boy, even when CL ain't here, I still end up under the bus. Neat, go ahead, get us out of here.
All right, thank you all for listening to the show. It's your girl, Neat Cruz, CL Butler.
And your boy, Yusef. Hey, and right after you turn off this episode, go over to the and search DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast and press play. Till next time, Vanique, CL, and Yusef, we are out.